Tom Casale here with Andy Hart for the Patriots Campcast for Thursday, August 2nd. Well, Andy, the big story today was no Randy Moss, as expected, after kind of tweaking that hamstring on Friday. How long do you think he sits out with that injury?
Well, Bill, in his press conference, said he's day-to-day. I'm not sure what we can make from that, because if we're going to look at it factually, the last person I heard Bill describe as day-to-day was Chad Scott, and he was later placed on injured reserve. Joking aside, I don't think that's the case with Moss. I actually would tend to lean toward him being back sooner rather than later, but I still think you're probably going to see him miss a week to 10 days. I don't think you mess around with a hamstring injury, because that's one of those things, if you continue to tweak it and make it worse, then a week turns into a month, or you know, and then you start talking about the season. I don't think it was terrible. As I said yesterday, you know, he didn't grab at it immediately like he was, you know, stabbed in the back of the leg. It was one of those things where he walked off, went to see the trainer, and it clearly he felt something, but I don't think it's a tear. So I tend to look at it as more of a, you know, to the positive side if I'm going to speculate. But as always, we'll really never know for sure because Bill won't tell us anything.
Well, and I agree with you. I don't think this necessarily is serious. He looked okay. He was walking back to the locker room fine. I'm more worried about the lingering effects.
Right.
If, like, week four, all of a sudden, another hamstring problem. And plus, we have Dante Stallworth. We haven't even seen him yet. So the Patriots' two big guns that they hired this offseason aren't on the field. That's a problem right now.
And what everybody's been talking about as a positive, that it's different this year because all the receivers are here for training camp, is now becoming not so much of a positive because Dante Stallworth is on PUP, is yet to practice, and if Randy Moss misses extensive time, as good as he's looked with Tom Brady and as much as they seem to have clicked, the more he misses practices, the less you say, well, they're going to be hitting on all cylinders come September. Could be a case of where, again, we're waiting into September, early October, before we say, okay, Stallworth, Moss, they're all in the field together and the offense is clicking. And, you know, Patriots fans wanted to jump on, you know, Tom Brady now has the weapons. Is he the same as Peyton Manning? Well, now you're not even going to have a full training camp with some of these weapons. So there's no question it's going to hurt to some degree the offense.
And we haven't talked much about this morning's practice, and the reason is because there really isn't much to talk about. It was purely special teams. There was punt coverage, there was kickoffs, there was kick coverage, there was onside kicks, there was field goals. I understand this needs to be practiced, but for us, other than Eric Scalavino, our coworker, who was smiling ear to ear, the special teams practice is a bit boring for us because there's not much going on. Steven Gostkowski, perfect on all his field goal attempts. Seemed like he was booming the ball into the end zone. Doesn't look like he's going to have a drop-off from his strong rookie campaign. Jamara Williams with a nice return. Ellis Hobbs returning. Anything? Did you take anything from this practice at all?
Well, the one thing, I think Gostkowski has looked okay. He's had a couple days where he's been a little shaky, but he's been good more often than not. Aside from that, I know they need to do it. They need to get their lanes and their coverage lanes and their assignments in blocking and get used to seeing guys running down on them. But as an observer, you can't really take anything from it because it's not full speed. There's no contact. You know, the best part of special teams is guys running 100 miles an hour into each other or a returner making a guy who's running 100 miles an hour miss. And you just don't have that when you're practicing it. So even the returns, it's hard to say, was it a good return or is it because they're running three-quarter speeds and there's no tackling? So, you know, Gostkowski, beyond that, Malone inconsistent, Bogger and Miller, you know, I think are going to have an interesting battle as they both seem to still have pretty strong legs being consistent, but it was a special teams practice and it wasn't all that entertaining.
Yeah, and this is big for the younger players like an Oscar Lua or a Justin Rogers who are going to have to stick around on special teams. We saw it last year with Pierre Woods and Willie Andrews, two guys that contributed on special teams and made the roster. So that'll be big for these guys, like you said, once the games start kicking off and they can actually do some live action. That's about it for now. Tom Casale and Andy Hart signing off for Thursday. We'll be back Friday with another edition of the Patriots Campcast.
Peace out.